Even people looking forward to gathering for the Thanksgiving holiday are dreading what it may take to get there. This coming week is the most traveled of the year. And even on normal days, airlines are looking for ways to speed up the time it takes to get passengers from the boarding area into their seats. Kenneth Button is director of the George Mason University's Transportation Policy Operations and Logistics Center. Thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
And is there one answer, even with wide variance, as to how long it takes to board, say, a 747?
Absolutely no. There's a variety of ways of doing it, but of course the big problem is we're dealing with human beings. And getting human beings onto a plane is a little bit like herding cats. There are ways you can improve it at the margin, but ultimately it's extremely difficult.
Yeah. Now, the airlines have a real incentive to try and improve loading time, don't they?
Oh, certainly. If they can save 5 minutes on each flight, and that's particularly for short-haul flights, mm-hmm. 5 minutes on each flight, that adds up during the day to 40, 50 minutes. They can reschedule a flight with the aircraft and the crew, so mm-hmm. significant savings for them.
What are some of the various schemes that various airlines use to board people now, well, and some of their drawbacks we're discovering?
Well, the traditional one is from the back to the front, where people with the in the highest number of rows board first at the rear and then they move forward. Other airlines favour the window-to-aisle approach, where the window seats are filled first. Southwest has a sort of zone approach where batches of passengers are allowed on the plane. JetBlue's interesting. Where they're allowed to, they board at both the back and the front of the plane. Mm-hmm. And that seems quite a good move. They also do that quite often in Europe, but the Europeans haven't quite worked this out yet. They don't actually tell the people which end they're meant to go on. Mm-hmm. But JetBlue, they set the passengers out. More recently, there's been some mathematicians who've been trying to get some algorithms for doing this. In a perfect world, they might well work. And they suggest boarding a few rows at the back, a few rows at the front, a few at the back, and so on. In a perfect world, as I say, that could be beneficial. But all of them does depend really on the discipline of the passengers and the control of the gate agent.
Mm. Are some airlines better at this than others?
Getting people on the plane?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Expeditiously.
Southwest seems to have a system which seems to work fairly well. JetBlue, which is by groups. JetBlue tend to try and board at the back and the front, and that works well. They also help passengers with their bags and provide larger bins for bags.
You must fly a lot.
I do about 270,000 miles a year.
Well, do you have a favorite seat that you request?
I'd go on row 15 on a 747 United, but don't tell too many people.
Nah. I think about 4.8 million have heard it.
Yeah.
Mr. Button, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kenneth Button is director of the Transportation Policy, Logistics, and Operations Center at George Mason University.